stars. Okay, let's think about the music then. So somebody said it was lively. It certainly is very lively. Very, very. How else would you describe this?
Positive.
Positive, yeah.
Someone and Jade is really
Oh, yeah, okay.
What's
the other thing? Is it, Michael, you're a guitarist. Are they using a lot of chords?
No.
Not many chords going on. It's actually, it's very energetic, very lively, but quite simple. Okay, quite simple. So, Miss, do you know anything about the history of Mexico, you know, South American, generally the inhabitation of South America?
Lots of different cultures, boys, all coming together. So Spanish culture, American culture, all coming together in one in Mexico, because it's so close to America, near Texas.
That's right, yeah. So we were talking about how this music perhaps doesn't have the same heritage as like the Chinese stuff we've seen through last week, because whereas the Chinese stuff has been for however many thousands of years without really being changed that much, this stuff has had lots. So the huge Spanish influence coming in and bringing the guitars with it, but it's kept certain things like the flutes, the panpipes, sort of very traditional sort of South American instrument. Good. Yeah, okay. Very positive. Why do you say it's very positive? What's very positive about it?
It's kind of uplifting.
Yeah.
It's not like a sad song.
That's true. In musical terms, why is it
it's
very...
It's in a major key.
Good, yeah, it's in a major key. What else? What about the speed of it?
It's fast.
Fast. It's very fast. So it's very fast, very positive, very happy.
It sounds like you play it on the left.
Ah, okay, yeah. So do you think, what do you think it was, what would they have done? Do you think they would have sat down in rows in a concert hall and listened to that? What would they have done, do you think? What's it for? Parties. They probably would have been having a good time. They probably would have been having a dance. Having a good time. Having a party.
It would have been anything from the Simpsons, is that the kid who was skating around? I don't think the Simpsons was
the acting. It is, we use it in our room. The Hindu one, when a
pruga
is married,
who's
that in our
ring?
That's
the funniest
thing when you're eating.
Excellent. There's nothing you can't learn from The Simpsons. Yeah. Moving on. They probably did play in the street as well. You might be thinking of more Peruvian, like pan flute, which is... It's the stereotypical street music, particularly in America.
Hanny plays in Wimbledon, have you seen him? Mm.
I've heard that he's there. He buzzes really? In Wimbledon, yeah.
He plays a what?
He plays the violin just by the orange shop.
He's buzzing.
Yeah.
Okay, so we need to get something going. We need to get some ideas together for our Mexican chapter of our international album. Okay. By the way, before we go, I will play everyone the stuff from last week.
Cool.
The recording came out really well. So even though it was just basically from an iPhone and my laptop, but it all came out really well. So that's good. Okay. So how are we going to start this? We want to get it happy, energetic, and fast. But also, it's going to be relatively simple. Okay. Now, I haven't got any tracks with me that have any mariachi trumpets. Do you know anything about mariachi?
It's very high,
yeah. Well, it is kind of high. I think it's more very bright. And what's the main thing about it?
Very loud.
Very loud. There's one other thing. There's loads of...
Trills and stuff.
Yeah. Vibrato. You know, do you know that? So it's when you play, and instead of going, wah, like that, you go, wah, you know, you go. So it's got loads of, like, wobbling to it. So what do you like playing vibrato? Can you do vibrato? Can you do a note?
Is that with your vowels or
with your lips?
It's more on your lips. Yeah.
Or you can...
Almost. If you you wanted sheep, although it's not a very good thing for a trumpet player to say, another trumpet player, but if you wanted sheep, you can sort of move the trumpet back and forward a little bit as well, sort of shake it around a little bit as you're playing, and it'll go, like that.
Right.
Yeah, you want to go. Almost there, almost there. It needs to be really quick, it needs to be really, sort of really fast, really kind of shaky. Okay, so we need something happy, we need something quite simple. Michael, what can you give us on the guitar? What can you give us that's going to fit the bill here? So you said they don't use many chords, so why don't we start? You're only using three. Which three are you using?
E, A, G.
Okay. Now do those in a very fast, as fast. Oh no, you see, we don't want them, we don't want one after the other fast. We want one for a while with a very fast rhythm. That's more like it.
That's really Mexican.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
getting tired. Yeah, how long can you keep that up?
10 minutes.
What about these guys? How do you think these guys keep up with that? They have to go for hours doing that. So, okay. Well, I don't think we should worry too much about copying what we're hearing on there. I think we need to find some way. I think we've got a really good basis there with what Michael's doing. So I think we ought to try and find a drum beat that's going to fit in with what Michael's doing. So Michael, let's have your guitar chords again. Find a beat in that. It's kind of something going like that. Tilt the drum a bit towards you so that you don't, with these drums you want to have a little bit of a gap at the bottom, so because most of the sound comes out the bottom. So if you're having it on the floor, just tilt it a bit towards you or something like that. Okay, now Joe, you've got the tough bit of this. You've got the bit. So, Michael, what chords are you using? Tell us again.
E major,
O
major.
Yeah.
E, M, A, G.
E, A, and G. Okay, F. Which is what for you?
F, B,
F sharp. Very high. F sharp, B, and what was the last one?
G.
G to A. So F sharp, B, and A. Okay. So.
Actually, F sharp's a bit hard.
About this. So you need to find a group of notes that you're going to be able to use for your mariachi style solo over the top of this. So that's your first chord then. This is F sharp, B, A, B, U. So try using something like B major scale, B major 7 scale with an A natural and an A. It's the same as a normal scale, but so B7 scale would be like a B major scale, but with an E natural instead of an A sharp. Does that make sense? Let's just have a go. Let's have a play around a little bit. I'm willing to play. I feel like I should have a... Maybe I'll give it a try. That'll sound good. Let me get another drum. I've heard this one. Miss, do you want something to play?
Yeah!
I thought you might. So let's just go for it. Oh, perfect. Five what? Five fours, no, 6 and 3. It's going to be easier, but just bear in mind Joe's got to be able to make up a melody to go for. B major scale, see how it fits. It should sort of just about do the job. Okay, I'm going to put this close to you so it picks you up. Why not? I'll just point at people to bring me. Yeah? So Michael, start us off. That F major scale sounds alright. So, I think stick to sort of medium high stuff to start off with, I would. And what you want is to get a really sort of bright sound. Just sort of think about just being really big and loud and brassy, because that's what those mariachi guys do. Really, really big.
And it's quite, they mix it up with sort of lots of vibrato, long notes, but then very, very staccato-y notes.
Yes, yeah. And really rhythmic as well. So we've got to be really solid. We're going to be really solid with our rhythm.
Because if you think of that most famous mariachi rhythm, it's
yeah.
And it's really short and fast.
That's it.
And rhythmic.
That's exactly, yeah. So yeah, some long vibrato, some really short, nice and rhythmic stuff. We've got to be really solid. Michael, keep it as sort of loud and full as you can. Good work. I don't know yet, it will be as long as it takes.
Yohani should be here soon.
That's true, Yohani will be here soon. We can get him playing his guitar like a ukulele, that'd be fun. His violin. Why don't we have another, let's have another little go before Yohani gets here, so we can have something for him to join in with. So I wonder if we can sort of structure this a little bit. Any ideas as to... At the moment it's all sort of one thing, so what could we do to sort of mix it around a little bit?
Maybe I could do it backwards.
Do it backwards? The chord sequence?
Yeah. Yeah, do it backwards.
Okay then.
That doesn't change anything else,
though. Okay, so what else could we do then, as well as that? That's a start, but what could you add on to that to make it something different? Change your beat, yeah? Why not make it something much, much simpler? Like really, like, just like one or two hits. Something really simple. Maybe you could do, don't change the chords, but just do, instead of like that, just do sort of one. Like that.
Teachers would be
massive. Great.
Poor guy. Just like, you know, you finally got a man teacher.
Right. Come on, let's have another go. Okay, so we've got two bits this time. Okay. I'm gonna cue it. One and two. Okay? And we're all gonna change at the same time. I'm not gonna be like one, two, you know, I'm not gonna be four. Okay, I've got to pay attention because this affects you most more than anyone. Okay?
That's it.
So when I go like, I'm gonna go like this, okay, which means we're about to go into two. And then I'm gonna go bang, we're gonna go straight in like that. And we'll start off just with Michael. So when I do that, back to just Michael. Yeah, just like that. Yeah, we might do that a couple of times. And then we might go back to one again, which means everybody. Let's have a go, let's try. So I'll start off bringing people in.
How was that?
It's alright, don't worry. Bring your violin, we're already racing ahead. Okay, let's go for it then. Let's start off. So Michael starts off, please, with the first one.
Instruments that are violins in Mexican music.
There are. So we could have a bit of a solo.
Can you do an E to an A to a G really quickly?
What do you mean?
I don't know.
So we could have maybe we could have one section with just the trumpet doing the tune over the top, and then we could have one which is like the fast bit, then the slow bit, both with the trumpet, and then we could go back to the fast bit and with the honey. What do you think about that? Then we got two balancing solos. It's a bit like what we did last week. But...
Tremolo.
Yeah. And Joe playing really high over the top. Oh, yeah. That'd be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we could cut out
a part from
Johanny's tremolo and Joe's.
That would be good. That would be very good. I like that. So, do you want a tremolo on the violin?
Is that a really fast?
It's when you do it. Really fast like that. So what do you think the trumpet equivalent of that is?
Double tongue.
Kind of. What would be even faster?
Quadruple
tongue. Perhaps. I was thinking of like alternate fingering trills.
How would you
so say like on a C or an E, you go from open to third, like that. Try it, see what you reckon. Yeah, you got to do it really loud and really fast. I reckon that's the trumpet.
It's not quite the same
note. It's not quite, it's a bit sharp, the second one, I think. So, Yanni, we're doing Mexican music. It's Baby in the Key of E-flat, roughly. Okay. Do you want to join us down here and we'll get you involved? You will need your phone, all right? So Mr. suggested we could have a bit just with Johanny and Joe. And if you give us some a high tremolo E flat.
I'm on that. When? I've got my boat on.
When you got your boat on. And if you do it on a C, Joe, that should half harmonious-ish. How high dare you go? High. Not as high as possible, but medium high. Like maybe second octave. Yeah, that's that one. Yeah.
It's probably even out of tune. Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter, we've compensated for that. So we just we're working in different keys at the moment. But so just do you give us an E flat? Okay, and maybe we can do a bit of a...
might be you can tap lightly on your guitar.
Yeah. So let's try. This is part three then. So you know you want to go like this. That means you're going to start your E flat tremolo. So go for it. So remember what it means when I go, like one, it means we're doing the fast bit. When I go two, it means we slow it down a little bit and get a little bit sporadic. And then three, we're going to go back to the dramatic fanfare with the tremolo. Okay, good. Let's start with that again. That was good. We're starting with that bit that we just did. And I might call for you to do a solo at some point. A nice melodic sort of solo over the top of the chords, which anything in E flat will do. So. Okay. I'm trying this back a little bit. You ready?
Yeah.
Good. Right.
Yeah.
That was a good start. Maybe we'll finish next week. Finish this off next week.